Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury. In this ASI cast, Jenny Beck, Director of Media for TNS Global and Kantar Media, discusses with our Research Director, Richard Marks, different models for measuring media consumption in the digital age. In particular, they ask, what are the best options to organise video and TV measurement? In many markets, there are battles for control of the digital end of traditional media, where the TV jig might be set against the internet jig to establish online video measurement. There seems to be no consistent model for internet metrics, and even if a jig is involved, it will have a very different role and function to other industry jigs, with very distinct needs and requirements. As a consequence, there seems no agreement as to how to make progress. There would seem to be two possible options, either working within the structures we have, for all their flaws, or to break the mould. Richard.
At the ASI, in our final session in Singapore, we're going to be talking about the different models by which TV and video audience measurement can be organised. And one of the speakers in that session is going to be Jenny Beck, who's here with us on the ASI cast, I was going to say this evening, but people could be listening at any different time. So I shall say who's joining us on the ASI cast at this point in time. So firstly, Jenny, can you just give us a quick idea of what your role at Kantar currently involves?
Sure. So basically, I work with clients and with Kantar companies around the world on all types of industry research, radio, TV, out of home, print or publishers surveys, as we now like to call them, internet, basically any kind of audience measurement. And my role is to develop business, to develop solutions. And most recently, I've been involved in things like integrating multiple data streams or delivering measurement of digital versions of old media. So it's probably more at the kind of new ways of thinking end of the scale than kind of classic media measurement. But it means I work with all sorts of bodies, whether they're JICs or MOCs or syndicated individual clients. So I kind of see it all really, including in markets where there is as yet no proper industry measurement.
I mean, with some exceptions, the joint industry, or at least the broadcaster grouping together to fund TV measurement, tends to be the most common model. Is that also the case for radio and print?
Largely, although I would say that probably radio and print have followed TV rather than all being set up at the same time. Often radio and TV are in the same JIC because there are common owners. That's particularly true of public service broadcasters. Mm-hmm. But yes, largely where there is a TV JIC, there is also a radio and print JIC, whether one is included with TV or not.
Mm. And obviously, to a certain degree, internet measurement is the new kid on the block. Is there a predominant model for how that tends to be organised in terms of currency?
No. there is no consistent model for internet measurement, either by market or over time. So there are various different ways in which it happens. Often what they call a currency isn't in fact a currency at all. It's basically an endorsement by the industry of an existing service. So even if there is a JIC involved, their role is very different from that of a TV JIC or a radio JIC, for example. They are rubber stamping and keeping an eye on a service rather than designing it and running it and running contracts. Sometimes an internet JIC was set up in the early days of the internet as a separate body, but has then disappeared. It's been subsumed into an existing JIC. Sometimes there's a battle for control between existing JICs of internet measurement. And I think that's because there, in most internet measurement scenarios, there are two competing constituencies who want entirely different things. So you've got essentially the online publishing arm of traditional media owners, and they are very much linked to the media agencies and the advertisers, and they want quality and they want independence and they want, you know, proper representation in how the thing is designed. And then the, on the other side, it's the kind of pure play service providers who have different interests. They want speed and counting and as low cost as possible. So I think for those reasons, there's a lot of pressure on what were initially internet JICs, but are now more likely to be part of another JIC or just simply an endorsing body.
Mm. Well, that leads rather well onto the next question I was going to ask, because your paper is going to be focusing on the blurring, as it were, between different media JICs and the likely increase, as you see it, in collaboration. What do you think is driving that momentum towards JICs collaborating across media?
I think there's two things, and the cynic in me thinks that the first one of these is more important than the second, and that is that we are seeing in almost every market that some JICs are getting stronger, or some media are getting stronger and stronger, and others are in decline. But those are who are in decline, which may be radio in some markets, it's more usually print or publishing. There is still huge pressure on them to deliver quality and to deliver digital measurement. And that's very hard to do when budgets are being cut and cut and cut. And once you've cut the sample size down to nearly zero, there's very little else you can do to save money on measurement. What you can do is to exploit the other similarity, which is the convergence of technology that's used to measure audiences. So you can now use exactly the same technology and the same panel and the same solution, tagging, cookies, and a panel, to measure online video, online audio, online text, and that way collaboration can actually save money for all currencies. You collaborate in order to make sure you have a maximum sample size. You collaborate in order to cut the cost of the service as a whole, and I think that's having a big impact. What's quite interesting, though, is that that there may be a blurring of technology, but I think, although I've said online video, audio and text, it doesn't always play back that way. And I think that might be something that you wanted to explore separately, but it is linked to this. That what tends to happen is the video measurement gets played back to TV, the radio measurement, audio measurement gets played back to radio, text to readership surveys, for example. So although technically you can measure all those three things in the same way, they are more likely to end up in the original JIC rather than being a new way of measurement. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So that, what a member of asked this on at a couple of recent conferences and not necessarily got a total answer on it, but if media measurement were to head towards effectively video, audio and text measurement that would take into account some of the idiosyncrasies of each of those media, where does that leave internet measurement? Is internet measurement actually a separate discipline, or is it really measuring a platform that's then consolidated back into the wider content measurement and advertising?
That's a very good question. I think it's already beginning to be absorbed back into measurement of the, if you like, the original. So online video is more likely to be included in measurement of TV. Online text is more likely to be included in the measurement of print. So therefore the need for a separate internet JIC is lower, which is partly why in some markets there's quite a big fight on between two existing JICs about who should control the internet measurement. And interestingly, in the early days, some markets introduced separate mobile measurement. And that's disappeared more quickly as people realize it's only a platform. It's not a medium in its own right. I don't think there are any mobile JICs anymore, but that was a thought some years ago, that you needed a separate currency for all of these platforms rather than measuring the content, which is where we now are, I think. I think it's much more sensible.
I think there was also an expectation going back a decade or so that traditional media would become like the internet. So effectively, the internet JIC would be measuring everything, as opposed to what I think has happened is that largely the advertisers and the content owners have kind of kept the expectations they have about quality and how things are reported they had in the analog world, and move that over into the digital world. Yeah. So it's not just quite as simple as, you know, video, text and audio have just become the internet. They've kind of morphed into the internet, as it were.
Yeah, or the internet has become TV, as I think the ad contrarian said at the recent ASI conference.
I think one of the other topics you're going to touch on, and we don't want to preempt papers in these ASI casts, but it's interesting to get a feel, is the concept of not just hybrid measurement, but also potentially hybrid JICs and hybrid suppliers. What do you mean by that?
Well, my definition of a hybrid JIC, and there will be others, I'm sure, is one that allows for the continuation of individual media JICs alongside some form of multimedia collaboration. So I think one of the interesting things in that is that we kind of assume that there are really only two ways to go if you're going to have any kind of JIC. You either have lots of single JICs or you have a multimedia JIC. What this new model is much more concerned with is the preservation of the individual currencies, but collaboration between the JICs that run those currencies so they can maximize efficiency and also maximize the quality and value of the data they're delivering. And without preempting the paper, you'll hear a lot more about that on Friday the 13th, which is not maybe the best day to be talking about these things.
Yeah, I just sent out an email to some of the speakers yesterday and realised the date as I was typing it. So I'm sure it won't be unlucky for some. But the session we've been talking about is called Models for Driving Video Measurement, and it's on the afternoon at the Singapore ASI. And we'll also be hearing viewpoints from CESP and also hearing about new services being set up with different models in Thailand, and also very appropriately in Singapore. So we will pick up there. I look forward to seeing you in Singapore, and thanks for making the time to speak to us.
Thanks, Richard. See you there.
See you there.